WUSF recently partnered with StoryCorps on a new national project. The goal of One Small Step Tampa Bay is to bring people of different beliefs together to have a respectful conversation and attempt to break down the boundaries created by politics. It's a reminder we have more in common than what divides us. This week, two Tampa residents. First is Rabbi Steve Weiler, who says he looks to the Bible to inform his politics and the way he lives his life. He sits down with Jeff Chernoff, who, while also Jewish, has decided to pick and choose the parts of Judaism that fit into his worldview. Each discusses their very different views respectfully and with open minds.
My name is Steve Weiler. I'm 72.
My name is Jeff Chernoff. I am 38 years old.
We are here at WUSF.
You identify as a conservative. I identify as liberal. You and I have a similar background in that we're both Jewish.
So what makes you a liberal?
I am a champion for LGBTQ rights.
What would you like to see for that community? Are we going to make it such that they become the privileged in order to lift them up out of whatever status people think they're in?
You have federal rights and then you have state rights. And federally speaking, two men are able to marry, two women are able to marry, and that is a big right. However, still in the state of Florida, if you come out as gay, you can be fired. Same thing for being transgender.
Where does it stop?
The fact that you are unable to live your life in an open environment, that for me is what I would want for them.
Most of my views are fashioned by the Bible. The Bible is very focused on people loving each other. There does say that there are things that they do that are not acceptable. So that's how I look at the LGBT community. Always respecting the person, respecting their choice, but understanding that from my point of view, this isn't what God would have them do.
As someone who does believe in God, if he or she created that person, he or she knew what they were doing. I am not Shomer Shabbos. I do not keep the Sabbath. I don't keep kosher. I certainly understand the rules and know what they are. Judaism can be a bit of a smorgasbord in that you can kind of pick and choose what fits for you. I'm hard-pressed to use the Torah or the Bible or even the Talmud to try and live my life outside of saying, these are principles. Some are going to fit, some are not. Even when rabbis were having conversations 3,000 years ago, trying to figure out what the Torah said, they still recognize that it's open to interpretation. And so I think that as society changes and evolves, I think that the interpretations will change and evolve as well.
What I believe you're saying is that you feel truth is becoming relative, meaning relative to the time, the place, that what was truth 50 years ago isn't truth today. For somebody who looks at the Bible and says, this is truth, it was truth yesterday, it's truth today, and it will be truth tomorrow, from a biblical perspective about marriage, about homosexuality, there are very few gray areas. For me, it's not about what the Jewish people say, it's what the Bible says, because that to me, for lack of a better word, is my Bible.
One Small Step Tampa Bay was produced locally by WUSF. Funding for One Small Step comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and StoryCorps. WUSF was chosen, along with six other public radio stations around the country, to hold these important conversations with the goal of fostering empathy between people of different political views. To find out more, look on the WUSF website.